We're joined now by BBC commentator Dave Moore, and we're looking ahead to this. We can't wait for this to get started.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've had a great build-up this week. There's been all sorts of things going on, hasn't there? You know, we've seen both ends of the scale, really, of what the TT is all about so far this week. But today, the first big race of the day, the TT Superbike race. And this is always a race that you always see in the past that you can pick, say, a dozen contenders of people will be going, these are guys, I'm going to think he's going to win. But anything can happen over the course of six laps. So, you know, I mean, what's that, 200 miles or something? So, you know, it's a really hard call today, and it's all about endurance. And that's which is an interesting thing that we've seen this year with the likes of John McGuinness and Keith Moore, whose preparation for the TT has been a little bit different than we've seen from other guys.
Yeah, do you think that though that not doing the short circuit so much and not doing the Northwest 200 in particular might just hold them back a little bit?
No, not at all, because at the end of the day, John McGuinness can go and do whatever he wants to do, and because he knows this place inside out, of course. The thing is with Keith Moore, I mean, I don't think he's now part of the... he's not part of the equation now because of what happened to him the other day and his little spill coming out of Quarter Bridge. So it's, you know, Keith Moore's someone that if he can hang on in there, do six laps, he might get a podium, you know, but certainly John McGuinness is going to be up there today, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously Bruce Anstey you'd be looking at, especially after that lap last night.
Well, Bruce Anstey, of course, you know, he's got all the badges, you know, he knows exactly his way around here, and now he's got a bike that is proven, you know, that's essentially Ian Hutchinson's bike that won last year, you know, won the big bike races around the Isle of Man last year. So Bruce Anstey, I mean that's the thing about motorcycle racing as well, because at the end of the day you've got such a lot of the time it's the best bike that wins. You can't really separate these guys. You put them all on identical bikes, they will practically cross the line in a dead heat, you know, but at the end of the day, best bike generally wins, and that the best bike is the one that keeps it together, you know, all the way around.
Question is the best bike a Honda this week?
Who knows? I mean, the thing is as well, Guy Martin's not been on the radar, has he really, at all this week? So maybe Guy Martin's time is going to come towards the end of the week, maybe not today. Having said that, now he'll probably go ahead and win, but you know, again, he's a contender, it could happen. He's finished second on so many occasions in the past. I think six times, I think he's finished second. You know, and everyone wants him to get a win. But, you know, again, today, the Superstock and the Supersport races later in the week, they're obviously harder to... they're easier to kind of call because those bikes are more reliable than the big superbikes will be today. So at the end of the day, it's which bike keeps going for six laps, you know. I know it sounds a bit easy and straightforward, but that basically is it. You know, at the top boys, whoever stays up there front, you know, they'll get there.
You know, John McGuinness was telling us when we interviewed him that he hasn't lost a big bike race that he's finished around this course since 2004, which tells you all you need to know about reliability.
Well, exactly, that's what I've just said. So, you know, John McGuinness is the man. He, in the past, I mean, I've interviewed John McGuinness on the Starline before the start of many a TT in the past, and every year, end of lap one, John McGuinness is leading. Everyone else sees it as like a sighting lap, get their way around, you know, I mean, not really a sighting lap, but 120 odd miles an hour, but John always puts his marker down, bang. Last year, Hutchinson was putting his marker down as well, you know, and Bruce Anstey, etc. So, that advantage that John's had in the past is no longer an advantage, I don't think. They all do a McGuinness and, you know, get that fast lap in and, you know, take it from there.
Go from the gun. Who else do you see getting in amongst it? Cameron Donald, maybe?
Yeah, definitely in the 600s late in the week, but Michael Dunlop, not had the best of the week so far. But again, if it all sticks together, you know, I mean, when Cameron Donald won, 3 years ago, here when he won the Superbike race, who'd have picked Cameron Donald at the start of it? You know, you said, yeah, good chance of him winning, but, you know, he surprised everyone. So, I mean, Michael Dunlop could do exactly the same today.
And speaking of dark horses, we've been talking about Gary Johnson all week. His name's just been cropping up every night here in the practice times. Do you think he might be the man to get somewhere near a podium at some point this week?
Well, he's definitely near a podium. You know, I think he's shown that around here, and he's shown that in other places, in Northern Ireland as well. You know what a quality rider he is. But, yeah, Gary Johnson sticks together. I mean, if it all comes together and, you know, we see a couple of retirements along the way, you could see Gary Johnson on the top step of the podium, just as we saw Cameron Donald a few years ago.
Right, time to nail your colours to the mast. Who are you going for today?
You can't. I really can't. I mean, you can pick a load of guys that could win, you know, and just it's going to be one of those. It's just that's the way the TT is, you know. It's like the Grand National, you know. There's so many chances, there's so many different, you know, prospects for a win. It's hard to pick the winner.
That's why we're all here. It's the greatest soap opera.
Let's just hope that at the end of the day, the most important thing is that it's a great day. Everyone gets back safely. It's a nice, safe ride for everyone. We see some great racing.